Dear Dim Baller, I'm sat here at your esteemed hotel. Congratulations on the 4.5-star TripAdvisor rating. I agree, it was worthy of printing and framing a copy for your wall. The composition just makes sense, alongside the photo of local AFL legend Tim Watson and a painting of a possum. It's 5 p.m. on a Thursday and the regular crowd shuffles in. Three men and a man's better half drink draft and draft only. Pots are the size of choice, until an indigenous man with a beard full of wisdom and few words to impart it interrupts the trend with a pint. No one bats an eyelid. They've enacted this scenario countless times before this evening. Same cast, same setting, same lousy Channel 9 drivel. Even the script is the same. "What can I get for you, Lucas?" the barkeep asks.
"Oh, a bit of heroin if you've got it, mate,"
Lucas responds with a glint in his eye. Lucas is promptly handed a pot of draft. He chuckles to himself, imagining that his joke is still effective for a 50th time. A bearded woman stumbles in, followed by her freshly shaven son. She has a double Bundy and Coke, no ice, tall glass, and he joins the pot train. I start to wonder if there's even any beer in the Coopers and Little Creatures lines, until the out-of-towners pull the push door in a tussle and waft through the bar with a perfumed smell. "Is this your homebrew?" they ask, shopping the beer taps.
"Nah, love. It's just draft."
I realise now that, irrespective of the label, we're all just getting Carlton draft. I don't care what it is at this point. I'm just happy to bask in the cool of the hotel's air conditioning. The summer bushfires are in full swing, and the scrub around town is aflint, ready to ignite even at the drop of water. Then again, Dimboola's whole life has been spent begging for a rain that never came. So why would it do so now? On the outskirts of Little Desert National Park, my car thermometer seesaws between 38 and 39 degrees, with no intention of dropping below. The pink lake down the road is as dried up as my scalp, leaving a fine layer of salt on its sandy, silty surface. I filled up an old jam jar's worth and wonder how the Himalayans get away with charging what they do for salt when I'm harvesting the pink stuff for free. Yesterday that jar seemed half full. Now in the Dimboola pub, my beer glass looks half empty. Like depictions of the Wimmera River in early Sidney Nolan paintings, sometimes half empty, sometimes half full. And so does our collective consciousness cry, half empty, half full, half hoping this beer could quench the thirst of a nation. I guess I'll have another pot of draft. Thanks, mate. Take care, Ben.